Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So, as I've mentioned before, I had to submit my first assignment for my transition program. I put a ton of work into it, did heaps of different referencing, and ultimately I learned a lot from the experience. And when I've returned from my break a few weeks ago, I was informed that I needed to resubmit the first half of my assignment. And when you think of it, like that's kind of like a hit. It's like a blow when you've done so much work on it. It's obviously not very nice to hear that you're needing to retweak it for it to pass. And I started to think, because really, I really wasn't that disappointed. Even though I put a lot of work into it and I learned a lot from it, I was thinking, well, back at uni, it took me years to be able to properly understand exactly what the assessors were after. I crafted assignment after assignment. I found out what worked and what didn't work. And then by the time I started against my third year and then into my fourth year of my double degree, I was able to really give some high quality pieces of work to the assessors. And I started to get some really good grades. And it's really no different to the transition program here. The types of assignments that's expected at a postgraduate level is different, and it's just a different type of writing. And what I loved about this assignment and this transition program in general is it gives you a sort of like a safety net in a way. Like, I'm here to learn via the transition program and my graduate year in the ICU. But also, like, this isn't a formal qualification that I'm doing at uni. Like, I'm not paying for this. It's something that comes along with my job. And in return, it means that I haven't spent thousands upon thousands of dollars to be doing a postgraduate certification. It means that I can use this time to be listening to the feedback of these high quality educators, to be able to craft my work, to be able to meet the standards of a postgraduate level. And so I absolutely loved it. So it means that I went away, I listened to the feedback. I've gone back into that first half of the assignment and I've retweaked it. And now the educator is saying it's an excellent first half of the assignment. So I could have gone into it with two attitudes. It's either going to be number one, it can be doom and gloom, absolute hit to the ego. Because at the end of the day, it still is a hit to the ego, because you've obviously done well to get into ICU when you first start. I've got some pretty decent grades when I came into it. And then you're being told that you've failed a piece of work, and that's not very nice. Then the day, the other side of it is, I've looked at it. It takes you a while to understand exactly what your assessors are after, and I'm seeing it more as a positive than anything else. And I think that's the key to surviving your graduate year in ICU. It's there are so many things that just happen, and there are so many just foreign new concepts that are constantly bombarding you from every single angle. And if you let it, it can certainly get you down, no hesitation. It really is, like I mentioned in the last episode, about leaving your ego at the door and just seeing everything as a learning opportunity, even this assignment that I've just submitted. And now, like not too long now, I'll be working on my next assignment, which is the second of two. And now I have a lot better idea of how I'm going to be tackling this next assignment. So it was certainly a positive to be resubmitting the assignment, because now I can produce even higher level of quality of assignments again. So anyway, guys, I hope this is an interesting little insight into how I've been thinking throughout my grad year. I'll talk to you next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.